Let us continue with our reading of the Sefer Kitfuli Dolot. Again, a summary of the history of the Shtashalut of the writings of the Arizal. Now we're in Daf Lametet over here. Chidush v'ayichud b'kitve amab, which is the Medur Batra, v'ahevdel sheben shloshet asfarim, and the difference between Otot Chaim, Kilat Yaakov, v'Adam Yashar. Okay, so let's start here. V'hine, kan aleinu la'ir ezarot. We have to pause a little bit and think about these following points. Chad, shebechlal kol eila ketavim ha'chadashim kulam, adayim lo nizkar sefer mubua sharim, shegam hu b'kitva medura batra. We have to know, besides all the lists we just mentioned, there are also very, very important sefer by the hands of Rav Chaim Vital called mubua sharim. ואין בכלל החמיש הספרים שסידה רב יעקב צמח, and this wasn't part and parcel of the five ספרים which he got from רב אברהם אזולאי. והכתבים שבאו לידה מהגניזה, שבאו לירושלים, כמו שכתוב בהקדמה על כל רמה. וצריך להבין, we have to understand, עניינו של הספר הזה. We understand what is, where do we place the ספר called מבוא השערים? מאין בא, where does it come from? בעזרת השם, ישועתו, לפנינו נדבר מעט מזה מה נראה לי אני הזדעתי בסייעת השמיים. אוקיי, עוד צריכים אנו להבין מה העניין חלוקת כתבים אלו של המדור הבטחה שנמצא מהגניסה. We have to understand the difference between these three very important books לשלוש הספרים שכולם עוסקים בעניין דרושי והקדמות חוכמת המלך, which all basically touch upon the הקדמות, the preliminary stages of the Chochmat Emet, of learning Kabbalah. מלבד ספר עולד, besides the ספר עולד תמיד, which is עוסק בעין הכוונות, which is more advanced, and also the ספר זוהר רקיה, which deals with the Zohar. So those are left out of the conversation over here. ועל מה ולמערכו זל, לנכון לחלקם שלוש ספרים. Why was it split in this way? You could have all made one book. The Otot Chaim, Kilat Yaakov, and Adam Yashar. You could have all made it into one book. Basically, all speaking about the same thing. So, what is the reason why it was split into three? Ki ze barur shlo ase ken Rav Yaakov Tzemach zatzal midato. Of course, it wasn't Rav Yaakov Tzemach who would dare to categorize them in writing three separate books. Ela shikach matzah ketavim chalukim shlosh lechalaka. He must have found it. Obviously, he must have found it in these three, divided into three parts. V'kim'ad sheze mefurash v'agdamon rit tzemach. This is nearly exactly what was written by Rav Tzemach in his Agdama. Shekadav b'ferush v'agdamon kol b'ramah, shekach matza sefer Otzot Chaim. He says, I found the book Otzot Chaim, sefer shleshem kachaya. So he says, I found it as this, Otzot Chaim. So obviously he did not put into that, he didn't categorize like that, he was following this. V'adrusha mesudarim zeach hazeh, that's what he writes. V'elu ha'akdamon l'sefer Kilat Yaakov, and what he writes over there, the introduction of Kilat Yaakov, Katav, he writes, Hatam shekarati l'sefer zeh Kilat Yaakov, hu kima she'atakti bo ayu dapim ktanim, u'ba'em drushim mufuzarim, ad kan l'shono. Ha'ari shekach matz'am chalukim, b'tzuratam, בתוכנתם, היינו ספר אותות חיים, ספר שלם מסודר מקושר לעצמו, וספר קהילת יעקב, דפים קטנים, ודרושים מפוזרים לעצמם, וצריך להבין למה בשעה הקדמות ריכז וכינס רב חיים ויטל, זה צריך כל דרוש הקדמות, חוכמת האמת ביחד בכך אחד. ובאלו בכתבי המורד הבטרה, אלו ראה לחלקם לשני חלקים, אותות חיים, קהילת יעקב. So the question then, therefore, we have to understand is that, okay, so we prove now that Rav Yaakov Tzemach did not put them, did not separate them into three books. That was Chaim Vital's idea. But we find Shad Damot, who's part of the Medura Kama, we see that Rav Chaim Vital put all into one book. All in one book. All the introductory guides put all into one book. So why later on he changed his mind? V'gam ma inyan Shuv shel sefer shlishi, hu sefer Adam Yashar. Okay, why again this third book, third division? ולמה עשו ספר בפני עצמו? Why put it again as a separate book? וכבר אמרנו שלא מצאנו בהקדמה נרי צמח לצהל לספר זה. ולא שמענו איך מצאו. And this is the only interesting sefer which is not really in part of the introduction of Rav Tzemach. So where does it come from? How does it come about? אבל ברור שהוא נמצא לבדו כתובים לבד בפני עצמו. But I'm positive, says Rav Yaakov Hillel, that it must have been a separate sefer as well. עוד צריך להבין למה בתחיל הסידה רב יעקב צמח סדר או צוצחיים וקהילת יעקב שני חלקים של ספר אחד ואז לא ככל ולא כלל אדם ישר. Again, seems to be a further division between the two ספרים או צוצחיים and קהילת יעקב and then a further division אדם ישר. What's going on? עוד צריך לדע מהי הסיבת התפעלות גדולה של רב יעקב צמח זצ"ל מיוחד ספר אדם ישר יותר משאר כתבים באמור דבר. He says he prefers אדם ישר the most. What's the reason for that? עד שכתב הוא שורש ועיקה כל הדרושים והוא חשוב אצלי יותר מכל שאר ספרים והכל הוא חידוש ותוספת וקנה. So what's the big שבח, the big he's praising the אדם ישר over all the other ספרים? Why? Okay, a lot of questions. Let's see what he answers. ואין לומר, we should not say שספרים אלו הם הדורות שונות שכתובים הרב חיים מזעזע כזה. We don't say that one was produced one after the other. כי זה לא ייתכן. כי זה לא ראה זה כראה זה. כמו שיראה כל המעיים. ויש בזה מה שאין בזה. ואם כן יוצא לנו שספרים אלו שלושה. בכללם שלושתם הם מדור הבת. No, we say all of them were produced at the exact same time. ואין כן ספר אחד, or really, really one big ספר, החלוק לשלוח של החלקים, really you can say there's one big book, split into three parts, שכך חילוקם מרחו בעצמו, באיזה טעם שידוע לנו. But we don't know exactly what is the reason. וצריך להבין, למה עשה רב חיים יותר כך? So let's try to theorize why he did this. Mo evde benem ki lo dvar reiko. It's not a wasted waste of our time. But ma shenira lan yazdatu bezeh hu kach. And this is what I think the pshat is. Sha'asar kan ma'archo zal b'seder chalukat ha'arichat kitve ha'medur ha'batchel shlo v'kanavanat mukhuvene b'chokhma gdola. It was really done with deep, deep wisdom. ובשום שכל תועלת הלומדים. It was for the purpose of his students. והוא שבתחילה חיבר ספר אותו צחיים שריכז בו כל הדרושים עוסקים בסדר השתלשלות הלומד בגברת. מהצמצום ודרוש האק ושבירה ותיקון הפרצופים עד דרושי עולמות הביאה וקליפות כולם מסודרים זה בזה דבר דיבור על אופניו כדי שלומד בו ידע את כל סד השתשלות פרצופים מרום האצלות עד תחתית העשייה בלי לסתות מעניינים הנושאים מצטדים פרטיים אלא להודיע דרושי הפרצופים שבאילן העליון או באופן אחרי להבין ענייניהם סד השתשלותו. Okay, so he wants to say the work of Otz Chaim wants to set the stage of explaining the way Kodesh Baruch Hu laid out his system in creating the world. So he didn't just kevyochol snap his fingers and created the world, but rather he did it in a way we don't know exactly what is the reason, but this is the way Kadosh Baruch wanted to borov chokhmot, and this is what he wanted to do. He wanted to create the world in a way that there was a yesh me'ayin, there was a hidgalut, a revelation from one world to the other. Again, he could have snapped his fingers, made this world be what it was, but rather he didn't do it that way. He made a progression of worlds and worlds and worlds, pasufim, sefirot, until we finally got to this world. Now there's a long way from the beginning, from the penetration of the kav coming in to this world. So in order not to get lost, you have to really know the seder dvarim. It's called the Ilan HaKadosh. It's called the Holy Tree. We'll go into that maybe later on. To start, get clear that image in your mind. That's the job of Otzot Chaim. To get the Ishtar Shalut, the progression of the development of the world clear. Okay, that was the job of Otzot Chaim.
Let's continue. אחר כך, בהמשך לזה, ערך וקרא וכתב בדפים קטנים, מדרושים מפוזרים, שהם סוגיות שלמות כתובים, נושאים, נושאים, בפני עצמו. אבל אינו בסד השתלשלות, אלא נושאים פרטיים ובאיזה פרצופים, עם הרחפין, עם אבא ואמא, עם זון, או בדוש שווה לשלושתם, שכל הנושא נידון כסוגיה בפני עצמו, והפרידם לעצמו בחיבוב בפני עצמו, כדי שהוא לתעכב הלומד מהעין בחבץ לדעת, סד השתלשלות בעיקר, עיקרי הקדמות, פרצופים, אחרי להבין סד אילן, ונמצא סבר קהילת יעקב הוא משלימים עניין סבר אותות חיים, אלא שלהיותם שני סוגי דרושים, זה סדר השתלשלות וזה סוגיות בודדות, כל כמו רב חיים ויטל לשני ספרים. So what was the purpose of קהילת יעקב? קהילת יעקב, the purpose of writing that was completely different. That was to put together various סוגיות that needed a little bit more of attention, to be more into depth. Okay, so the Otz Chaim you look at it as the klal, looking the whole system as an overview, and then when you finally get into the Kilat Yaakov, you're looking at things more into depth. He's talking about Abba v'Ima, they're going back up to Ar Chapin, back into Zah, back into Nog, Sfirot, Sugyot, Sugyot. But once you get the definition, that the outer picture, it doesn't disturb you the Seder Devar, because you know the Seder Devar, so it's a completely different tafkid. So the Matarab Kilat Yaakov was to concentrate more fully on detail. Fair distinction. That's why, says Rav Yaakov, that's why the two books were separated, not put into one. V'aritze marzal, biroto ki shehem mashlimim echad l'sheni. As soon as Rav Yaakov Tzemach learned it up, and he saw one is complementary to the other, harisidra k'shnei chalakim shel seder echad. Therefore he said there's two parts of a whole. And that's what he meant. One complements the other one. Kenal ba'akdamato le'otzot chayim ve'kilat Yaakov. That's why he puts it together. V'kol elu drushim shebe'otzot chayim v'kilat Yaakov kiblam Rav Chaim itam mipi Rav Arizal. And this is what he received from the Rav Arizal. So this is our tradition. The tradition is, again, to learn everything as an overview. To get the bigger picture, as we always said. And then finally to focus on the details. V'kinitatam v'sinai. This is what Arizal received from his teachers, from Eliyahu Novi, from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what we received from Har Sinai. Direct transition. Acham v'sidram lifi darko ba'arichat kitvei ha'modur bat l'shelo. Ela shechalkam l'shnayim l'sibat nizkeret lifi tuchunatam shel ha'dorshim. That was the reason why they were split. Now, what about Inyan Shel Sefer Adam Yashu with Rav Yaakov Tzemach says this is the best of all of them. V'Inyan Yis Dadi Hudva Aches, completely a different for a different reason. Lagamre Ki Adam Yashav B'Ikro Hu Sefer Sikumim B'Maskanot Shechiber Rav Chaim Vital Be'Atzmo Kifi Ma Shechiber Merav Arizazal, Aval Me'Olam Lo Kibel Drushim Ela Kesignonam Kach מסודרים, אלא חיברם הוא בדרך לימוד ועניונו שריכז שמועות וכללים בכמה נושאים מסתעפים וקשים פיפולים בהם והביא ראיות ואחיות לצדדים וצדד בהם, וכך בנם שלכלל לעצמו דרך מסלול וסיכום כמה סוגיות קשות שהם צד דברי רבות צהל נוראים נראים כסותחים זה וזה בלתי מובנים. So let me translate for you what happened over here in the Sefer Adam Yashar. Rather, it's a completely different limud בכלל. Sefer Adam Yashar is a book of summarizing the system, summarizing sugyot, as opposed to we have two polar opposites. We have looking at the general system, that's also time, looking at the very very defined detail, and then we have something in between, which is looking at the sugyot in a summarized fashion. Okay, which is a phenomenal thing. If you can do that, that's a tremendous, you need a tremendous mind for that. There's a lot of details in summarizing, but not saying, you know, general, the generalities, but rather getting to specifics without getting to specifics. It's an amazing chokhmah there. And therefore, by doing that, you're getting yourself a lot of trouble because you're going to see specifics that don't fit into the klal, and then the klalim don't fit in the pratim. So you get a lot of contradictions.
a lot of paradoxes. And therefore, the Rav Chaim tells the kavana of the sefer Dam Yashar was to miyasher and to consolidate all these contradictions that was found there. And therefore, he was mefalfel. He had his own bits and pieces, as opposed to just receiving, saying this is from the Arizal, this is from the Arizal. Rather, adding in his own havana and making something which makes a lot of sense to Rav Chaim Vital and to consolidate the system. So it's a completely different avodah, and therefore comes out a completely different sefer. Needs to be completely different sefer. Therefore, we can understand why Rav Yaakov Samarit said that this is my favorite sefer. He said this is the root and the most important of all the dushim. That's why it's chidush. כיוון שבכל הכתבים שלפניו תרם הרעה כזה רב חב צמח דרושים חדשים לגמרי ועיקרם סיכומים מהסכמות. Because this, for him, a lot of it already he knew the information, which he saw already from Medur HaKama. But this, he saw חידושים. He saw סיכומים, he saw summaries and new information which Rav Chaim Vital put him himself that he hadn't saw. And that's why he thought it was the best safer. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. So Shem, we'll continue next time.